Okay, today's daf is Bab Metzia Daf Chav Gimel. Today's shir is sponsored by Shruli and Sima Mandelbaum Lezecha Nishmas Meir David Ben Yisrael, Shruli's grandfather, whose yahrzeit is today. We thank them very much for the sponsorship and the Neshama Shtevan Aliyah from the Zuchus of our learning. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Chav Beis on Beis, about 6 lines from the end of the page, 7 lines from the end of the page, at Toshima. We were in the middle of a discussion. There seems to be a machlokas between Rabba and Rava about a simin ha'asui lidares. What if something has a simin on it, but the simin can easily be trampled on and be ruined? Do we assume that even though it has a simin, the owner will be miyaish because he'll assume that people will step all over it and will destroy it? So that was machlokas Rabba and Rava. We're going to have 3 rayas in that machlokas, followed by a lema kitanai, where we're going to suggest that this machlokas amaraim in fact matches with the machlokas tanaim. But then the Gemara is going to reject that idea and say that no, the machlokas tanaim that we initially think is about simin ha'asui lidares is in fact about something else. In fact, we're going to have 2 versions about what that something else might be, whether it's maybe it's about simin haba me'elav, and we're going to have 2 versions of what the initial suggestion was, whether it was initially suggested that it was about Simin HaBa Me'elav, or the initial suggestion was that it was about Simin HaAsoi Lidares. But that's going to be a machlokas tanaim that we initially think, at least, is related to this machlokas amoraim. Then the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to go through some final piske halacha of Rava with regard to the halachos of Hashavas Aveda, what's considered Yeyush, what's considered a simin, in what type of situation do you have to worry about a simin, and then Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to go through a number of details related to what's considered a simin. Is the number of items that you found considered a simin? Is the cut of meat of the animal, whether it came from the shoulder, whether it came from the thigh, is that considered a simin? Is the makom a simin, the place where you found it, considered a simin? The Gemara is also going to discuss when you need to be machriz, when you find the bottles of wine or oil, and when you're allowed to keep them, and it's not necessary to be machriz when you find bottles of wine or oil. So we're going to get into a lot of issues relating to simanim today. But going back to what we were discussing yesterday, simin ha'asui lidares. You have something that has a simin, but it's likely going to be trampled on. Do we assume that the owner was miyaish, and therefore you're allowed to keep it because he thinks it's going to be trampled on? So that was machlokas Rabba and Rava. Now the Mishnah had told us that krichos birushos harabim you're allowed to keep. The machlokas Rava and Rava really revolves around why you're allowed to keep krichos birushos harabim. The Rava had understood that they're mutter because it's asu lidros, and anything that's asu lidros is not a simin. Meaning, even though it has a simin, anything that's asu lidros is not going to be considered a simin, and that's why you're allowed to keep the kikaros, the krichos rather, in the birushos harabim. Rava said, no, the krichos and the Rosh Hashanah that we're talking about don't have a simin on it. That's why you're allowed to keep it. If they had a simin, even if it's asur lidros, you would not be allowed to keep it. We're stopped talking about where it didn't have a simin. So keeping that in mind, says Gemara Toshima, let's bring a raya. Krichos Birush Hashanah Mareil Shalo, Birush Hayachid Notel Machriz. That we distinguish between krichos and Rosh Hashanah versus krichos and Rosh Hashanah. If you find them in Rosh Hashanah, you can keep them. You find them in Rosh Hashanah, you should take them and you need to be machriz. You need to announce them in order to return them. Vaha'alumos, but then we make a further distinction. That's only if you find small bundles of grain. But if you find large bundles of grain, Bein Bereshus Harabim, Bein Bereshus Hayachid, no telemachriz. You always have a chiyuv hashava. So Rabba Heichim Mitaritzla, according to Rabba, that the reason you're allowed to keep the krichos in Rosh Hashanah is because it's asur lidros. How's he going to explain why are you not allowed to keep the larger bundles? Aren't they also asur lidros? Aren't they also likely to be trampled on? And v'Rava Heichim Mitaritzla, according to Rava, who assumed that you're allowed to keep the krichos because there's no simin at all, well, don't you have to make that same assumption about the large bundles of grain, that there's no simin at all, and therefore shouldn't you be allowed to keep those as well? Both Rabba and Rava are going to have a difficult time explaining why it should be that alumos should be any different then krichos. So says Gemara, they both have simple answers. Rabba mitaritz l'tamei b'simin, v'rabba mitaritz l'tamei b'makom. Rava's going to explain based on the idea of simin, and Rava based on makom, and it goes as follows. Rabba mitaritz l'tamei b'simin, krichos b'rishos rabim harel shalom mishum demidrusa. That krichos that are b'rishos rabim, the reason you're allowed to keep them, as we said, is because they get trampled on. B'rishos hayachid no telemachri is delo midrusa. And b'rishos hayachid, Rava said, you don't get to keep them because they don't get trampled on. What about the alumos? The alumos beim rishus ram beim rishus yachid not al machris kiven the gavian lo midrusa. That when it comes to alumos, they're very high off the ground, they're tall, so people don't trample on them, they don't step on them, and therefore, since Rabbah understands that when we're talking about krichos and we're talking about alumos, we're talking about that it has a simen. The only reason the simen was not good enough for the krichos because the krichos were low to the ground and people were going to trample all over it. You don't have that concern by alumos. They're higher off the ground. People are not going to trample on it, and therefore you may rely on their simen. The Rava mitaris the tamei b'makom, and Rava will answer it that where it's, we're talking about that it doesn't have a simen, but the simen is where you found it. So krichos b'rishus rabim harei l'shalo diminashtufa. The reason you're allowed to keep krichos in rishus rabim, even though the guy who dropped it might be able to tell you exactly where he dropped it, is because it's unlikely you're going to find it in exactly the same place that he dropped it. Minashtufa Rash says means miskalgel baragle adam behema veinu nimtzeis b'makom shenaf l'tchila. It easily gets kicked around by people, by animals, so you're not going to find it in the same exact place where the person dropped it. Bereshus hayachid, but if you find it in Rishus Yachid, chayiv la'achris delo minashtufa, because it's not going to get kicked around in Rishus Yachid. It's in a much more private area. But v'ha'alumos bein Bereshus haram bein Bereshus Yachid. What distinguishes alumos, larger bundles, and that even in Rosh Hasharabim, you're going to have to announce it, you're not going to be allowed to keep it. Nota lamachris, kiven the akiri lo minashtufa. Since they're heavy, they don't get easily kicked around. So mele, since they're heavy, we assume that the makom will still be a simen. There's no physical simen on the item, but where you found it might be a simen because it doesn't easily get kicked around. That is how each rabba and rava are going to be mitaritz the distinction between alumos versus krichos. Tashma, the Gemara tries one final raya on this issue of simna asur lidares. Ki karos shel nachtom harei elu shelo. Our Mishnah had said that if you find a baker's bread, you're allowed to keep the baker's bread. So we make a diuk. Hashabala bayis chayev lahachris. Sounds like if it were not baker's bread, but it was bread of a balabayis, you would have to announce it. So shel balabayis maitaima. Why is it that you would have to announce and return bread of a balabayis? Kiven de ispu simen, the made the idea rifted in an issue. A balabayis has his own style of making bread, and it's recognizable that that's the bread. Like a woman bakes challah, so a woman recognizes. Everyone recognizes she has her own way of making challah. It doesn't look like anybody else's challah. But a bakery, they sell so much challah that it all looks the same. So by a balabayis, everyone knows that that bread belongs to that balabayis. No telemachris, but it sounds like it doesn't make a difference whether it's Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah. If you find a loaf of bread of a balabayis that was made by a balabayis, you have to return it, you have to be machris. Why? Because it has a simen. The simen is the way it's made. But Alma, simen also is already savi simen. Even in Rosh Hasharabim, it's a simen. But aren't people going to trample all over it? So don't you see that it's even a simen that's going to be trampled on is a simen? Tiyufta de Rabba, and therefore that's a tiyufta on Rabba? Sans the Gemara, no. Amalucha Rabba, hasam hainu taima. The reason we're not concerned by bread that it's going to be trampled on is mishum de'ein ma'virin ala ochlin. There's a halacha that you're not allowed to trample on bread. Ein mavirin al ochlin, Rashi writes, hamotzei ochlin baderech, ein rashai lavar aleim l'anicham sham. You're not allowed to walk by bread and leave it there. Hilkach lo nidrusu, shemisu matzun rishon negmiya. Not just saying you're not allowed to trample on them. You're not allowed to walk by bread. You see bread out in the Rosh Hashanah, the halacha is, you need to pick it up. So bread is not asur lidras. Even though normally things left out in Rosh Hasharabim, you can assume will be trampled on, not food. Food doesn't get trampled on because a Jew picks up food right away when he sees it in Rosh Hashanah, because that's the halacha. Tosas points out, Aval ein lefarish dein mavirin haynu ein dorsin aleim. Tosas, don't say like I initially translated, that ein mavirin means simply that you're not allowed to trample on it, but that you are allowed to walk by it. He says, no, I agree with with Rashi. Ein mavir means you're not allowed to even walk by food that you see out in the Rosh Hasharabim. Kedam perak hadar, dam leram gamliel Rabbi Eloi, tol gluska mishum dein mavirin. Because Gemara in Erevin has such a lashon where he says, go quick, take that loaf, because ein mavirin. Why does he have to tell him to take it? Just tell him not to step on it. No, you see that ein mavirin means you're not just that you're not allowed to step on it, but that you actually have to take it. That's ein ma'avirin. So says the Gemara, okay, great. So the Jewish people have such a rule that we have to pick up food when we see the Rosh Hashanah. Does that mean that the bread's not going to be trampled on? Are Jews the only people in the world? Vayika nachrim. Aren't there nachrim around that might trample all over the bread and are not going to pick it up? So answers the Gemara, nachrim chayshi l'kshafim. They're choshesh for kshafim. They assume that if there's bread left out in the Rosh Hashanah, someone cast some sort of spell on it, so they may not pick it up, but they're also not going to step on it. They don't want to step on bread that has some sort of spell cast on the bread that's going to cause them all sorts of trouble, so they're going to avoid it. Says Gemara, okay, but ve'ika behemo klavin. What about animals, dogs? They're not worried about these kinds of things. They're not worried about spells cast on it, nor are they worried about the halacha to come pick it up, so won't it still get trampled on by animals? Answers Gemara, ba'asu lo shchichi behemo klavin me'nachinami. If there were animals around, then you would assume that it's also lidares. But there are no, we're talking about a place where there are no animals around, and therefore there's no reason to be concerned of Asilidares. A couple of issues over here. First of all, the whole raya was based on a diuk, right? We said in our Mishnah that kikara shel nachdom, you're allowed to keep. Ooh, the implication is that kikara shel balabayis, you're chayiv lahachriz. That the simin on the kikara shel balabayis is a valid simin, so we got into the whole issue, but why aren't we worried that people are going to trample on it? Rashi already is bothered. Why do we have to make a diuk? It's the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says, kikara shel balabayis, chayiv lahachriz. Why do we have to say, ha shel balabayis, chayiv lahachriz? You don't need a ha. Just as Rashi points out, I've got the behedit on you, the masisin. We're going to have a beferish in the Mishnah and daf chavei. So Rashi points out, I did not call the osvi mireisha krichus brishus rabbi, the osvi mina the rabba, not gonna be the osvi the rabba midukia the reisha. That since the raya number two that we brought and raya number one that we brought against Rava was from our Mishnah, from the case of Krichos, so we want the raya against Rabba to also be from our Mishnah. But Rashi essentially says, Enochinami. We could have just mentioned that it says it explicitly in the next Mishnah, that it's not necessary to be medayik in any which way from our Mishnah. And the Ramban points out that you have examples like this throughout Shas, and Shabbos Daf Nun Tes, and Megillah Daf Yud Ches, and Bav Basra Daf Chav Zayin, where the Gemara is medayik from a Mishnah. You know, the Mishnah that says in Bikurim, the Gemara is medayik in those places from a Mishnah that says, Konesh Tei Ilanos, Mevi Veino Kore. That if you buy two trees, then you bring Bikurim, but you don't read the Mikra Bikurim for it. Hashlosha, so it makes a diuk. Oh, but if you have three trees, maybe vikore. It's beferish at the end of that very same Mishnah. Beshlosha ilanos, maybe vikore. So why does it bring from the diuk? Sometimes it does that. It brings from the diuk of Eresha, even though it may be explicit later on in the Sefer. The Ramban also suggests that maybe we're dafka bringing from the diuk of the Eresha, because if we would ask from the Sefer, we could simply answer that the din of kikaros shal balabayis chayv lahachris is only in Rosh Hashayachid. So we dafka want to ask from our Mishnah, from the Reisha, because we've already established that our Mishnah is not only talking about Rosh Hashanah, it's talking about in Rosh Hasharabim as well. So it's a stronger Raya, even though it's only from a Diuk, says the Ramban, from our Mishnah, than it is from the following Mishnah. But what about this halacha? Is this really a halacha that if you see food on the street, you're not allowed to pass by? You're walking Manhattan and someone discarded a half a sandwich. The halacha is that you have to pick it up. Is there really such a halacha that you're not allowed to walk by food on the street? So Magen Avraham quotes this in Kufayin Aleph Sifkot Aleph. Mishnah Berurah quotes it in Kufayin Aleph Sifkot Yud Aleph. From the Magen Avraham, that when one sees food on the ground, he's not allowed to leave it, he has to pick it up, unless you're worried about kishuf, like a kikar shalem, where you should worry about kishuf, apparently. But other than that, you pick it up. So the Avnei Nezer writes that, okay, maybe this is only by bread, maybe it's not by other food. He says, no, that's not true. The Din of Ein Mavirin al-Ochlim, he says, applies to all food, not only bread. Because if it were only our bread, then you could undo its status as bread by making a dish out of it. So it would be mutter to pass by pas akum, because you wouldn't have to. Well, he takes it a step before that. The Avnei writes that the din of ein mavir al ochlin is only said by things that are kosher for you to eat. And pas akum, even though a Jew is not allowed to eat pas akum, he can turn it into something that's not pas. And then he'd be allowed to eat it. Meaning, if he knows that the ingredients are kosher, yes, there's a gezeira against pas akum, but you can make a challah kugel out of it, and then it's not pas anymore, and then you'd be allowed to eat it. So that's what the Avnei Nezer points out in the Sefer Avnei Yisrael. He says it's not only bread; it applies to all foods, because our Mishnah doesn't only talk about loaves of bread. It talks about igul ubetoch acheres. You find an igul shel dvela, and there's a piece of pottery, and that's also in Mavirin ala ochlin. They quote from Rav Yashiv, however, that in terms of practically alach lemaisa, that this din is only if you find it in a way that people, normal people, would still eat it. But if you see something in Rosh Hashanah where it's a piece of bread that's been sitting on the street and it's filthy, so you don't have to take it, because it's not normal for people to eat. For people to eat discarded pieces of food that are left on the street anymore. So therefore, it's no longer considered a meichel. If it's no longer considered a meichel, you don't have this din of ein ma'avirin ala ochlim. But he still says you probably shouldn't step on it, unless he says that you probably that far we won't go. There's a discussion if you see a piece of bread on the street on Pesach. So what do? Is a din of ein ma'avirin ala ochlim. So Rav Nassim Gestetner has in the tshuva in Laharos Nassim Chelik Esim Melamed, where he argues with someone else. Someone else wanted to say halacha is you're supposed to pick it up and move it to the side. So don't just have in mind that you're not trying to be kona it and pick it up and move it to the side. And Rav Nassim Gestetner was very upset by that. So that was ein ma'avirin ala ochlim is not going to be docha concerns of chametz. You know, with chumrut chametz, you certainly don't want to be handling chametz, picking up bread. He thinks you can't even kick it. You shouldn't even kick it with your feet. Just stay away from it. Just walk right past the bread and don't have anything to do with it. But this is quoted the halacha by the Magen Avraham. This idea of ein ma'avirin ala ochlim sounds like it's a din in kavod ochlim and kavod pas, that kind of thing. We have certain dinim relating to giving proper kavod to food, to treating food with dignity. Okay, says Gemara Vayter now. Lema kitanoi. So we have this machlokas whether a simon or lidaris is considered a simon or not considered a simon. Maybe it's in fact a machlokas tanoi, because Rabbi Dovah called over sheish b'shinoi chayv lachris. Anything unusual, you're supposed to be machris. We said in our Mishnah. Ketzad. What's an example of something unusual? Matzi igul betocho cheres. Kikar ubetocho ma'os. Loaf of bread, there's money inside of it. Very unusual. That's not normally where people keep money. It's not normally how people make their bread, with money inside of it. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. But Mechal de Tanakama Savar Harei Lushalo. Sounds like Tanakama holds that even though there's this unusual thing, you have money in the bread, still you're allowed to keep it. What are they arguing about? So Savrua de Kuli Alma Simna Bame Elav. Havi simon. Apparently, we're making the assumption that everyone agrees that a simon that could have happened by itself, that may not have been placed there bekavana, it could be money fell on the bread. It could be a piece of pottery fell on the igul shel dvela. So still, even if it could have happened by itself, we're assuming such a simon is a valid simon. And we're assuming uma'avirin ala ochlin. We're assuming not like we just said. We're assuming that people do pass by food and you don't have to pick it up. And therefore it is asui lidares. So then what are they arguing about? My love, b'simen asui lidares kamiflagi. Oh, so must be they're arguing about whether simen asui lidares is a good simen or not. Because here you have something that is otherwise a good simen, even though it could have happened by itself. Everyone agrees it's a good simen. And it's asur lidares because no one's going to pick it up. So mar savar lo avi simen or mar savar avi simen. They're arguing about whether asur lidares is considered a good simen or not. So Rav Zid mishmei de Rava. Rav Zid says the name of Rava is al kadaituch de kasavar tanakama simen asur lidares lo avi simen umavirin ala ochlin. If the Tanakhama really held that simen asur lidares is not a good simen, and that this is in fact the case of Asi Lidares, that you're allowed to walk by food, Kikar Shal Balabayis Birsha Sarabim Amay Machriz. Then why would you ever announce when you find Kikar Shal Balabayis in Rosh Hasarabim? Granted, it has a simin, but you're allowed to pass by food. So it's Asili Dares. And according to the Tanakhama, Asili Dares is not a valid simin. So you should be allowed to keep it. Why would you have to announce it? Ella Amar Rav Zid Mishmei, the Rav Rav Zid says, no, we're misunderstanding the machlokas. It's not about a machlokas whether Simen Asili Daris is a good Simen or not. Dukuli Alma Savri Simen Asili Daris Havi Simen. Everyone holds that if it's a kind of Simen, people are going to walk all over, that's considered a good Simen. Uma Avirin Ala Ochlin. And everyone assumes that people will walk all over this. V'acha B'Simen Abame Elav Kamiflagi. What this machlokas is about a Simen that can happen by itself. Is that a valid simen when we're not sure that the simen was made on purpose? The Tanakama Sarva Simen Abamel of Lavi Simen, Rabbi Yudas of Ravi Simen. That's the machlokas. Tanakama assumes that a simen that happens on its own is not a valid simen, and Rabbi Yudas assumes that a simen that happens on its own is a valid simen. That's the whole machlokas. The Rabba Amalach Dukuli Alma Simen Asilidares Loav Simen. And Rabba would say, no, I agree that Tanayim aren't arguing about this, but the Tanayim all agree with me. They all agree that a simen asilidaris is not a valid simen. The Einma Avirin ala Ochlin. And guess what? Our Mishnah is talking about where it's not asilidaris because you're not allowed to walk by food. You got to pick it up. But over here we're talking about a valid simen because it's not asili dares, but we're not sure if it's a valid simen because it's the kind of simen that can happen by on its own, and that's what they're arguing about. So both Rabba and Rava will tighten it up that they're arguing about a simen abame elav. It's just a question of what the assumption is going to be. Is the assumption going to be that a simen asili dares is a valid simen, or that it's not a valid simen? Is the assumption that you're allowed to walk by food, or assumption that you're not allowed to walk by food? But in any event, the machlokas tanaim says both Rabba and Rava is not our machlokas. We believe, each of us believe, that both tanaim are in complete agreement with us. Ikeda Amri, another version of this whole discussion, was Savrua Dukuli Alma Simen Abameil of Havi Simen. That the initial assumption is that a simen that happens on its own is a valid simen. V'simen Asulidares Lo Havi Simen. And that a simen that's going to be trampled on is not a valid simen. My love Mavir Nalochen Kamifugi. And the whole machlokus over here is this Asulidares? Is this something that people would trample all over? Do people walk by food? The Mar Savar Marvirin, Mar Savar Ein Marvirin. So that's the machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rav Zinu Mishmei the Rava Isal Kadaituch Savar Tanakam Simen Asi Lidaris Laavi Simenu Marvirin Ala Ochlin. Well, wait, says Rav Zinu in the name of Rava, if you're going to assume that combination of shitos that the Tanakama holds, that if a food would get trampled on, if something would get trampled on, the simen is invalid, and you're allowed to trample on food, then Kikar Shal Balabayis Rosh Hasharabim Amayu Machriz. Why would you ever have to announce Kikar Shal Balabayis that are found in Rosh Hasharabim? You're allowed to trample on food, so people will trample on it. Memela, there's no simen anymore. Ella Amar Rav Zin Mishmei Derava Dukuli Alma Savri Simen Asili Dares Havi Simen. Now, everyone must hold that a simen that would get trampled on is a valid simen. Uma avirin ala ochlin, and you and people do trample on food, but that doesn't matter because it's still going to be a valid simen, even though people trample on it. V'acha b'simen abba me'elav kemiflagi. But the machlokas is when the simen comes on its own, is that a valid simen? Or the simen could have come on its own, is that a valid simen? The Tanakama savra simen abba me'elav lavi simen. Rabbi Yehuda savra avi simen. That's the machlokas whether it's a valid simen or not a valid simen. Rabba Amar Lach, and Rabba would tell you l'shitaso dekuli alma simen asili dares lo avi simen. Again, I agree. There is no machlokas about simen asili dares, but everyone's agreeing that it's not a good simen. But why is there an issue in our Mishnah? Because ve'in ma'avirin ala ochlin. We're not talking about a simen asili dares because you're not allowed to walk by food. Someone's got to pick it up right away. Vach b'simna b'me'elav k'mithli. The whole machlokas is about simna b'me'elav. Tanakama savar simna b'me'elav lavi simin. Ravida savar havi simin. That's the machlokas is a simin that comes on its own. Is that considered a valid simin, or is that not considered a valid simin? So whichever lashon you go with, the two lashonos is just about what the initial assumption is. Is the initial assumption that it's about simnas lidaris or about simna b'me'elav? But at the end of the day, both Rabba and Rava fit perfectly according to both Shitos. Now, what is it about Simen HaBamei Elav? Why would a Simen HaBamei Elav yes be a Simen, not be a Simen? So Tosus points out over here, Simen HaBamei Elav havi Simen, Pirush Rashi Dilashem Simen Nasnu Sham Velo Nafal Me Elav, that you have the right to assume that it was done purposely, that even though it could have happened on its own, that money could have fallen right into the loaf of bread, you have the right to assume that it was made as a Simen. Vakasha De'ein Derech Lasseis Mos Bekikar L'Simen. Tosus says, but I find that difficult. Because of all the simanim to make in your bread, who puts money in their bread as a simen? That seems, unusually risky. I mean, just to make a simen, in case I lose it, you know a good way to get it back would be? If I stick money in it, then I'm sure someone's going to want to return. Seems a little unusual that that's going to be your simen. If anything, it might entice someone to want to keep it, maybe put something worthless in it. So says tells us, Eli Yishlomer de'emer yada shenaf l'losham, that you have to assume that you know that it had fallen there. Umadram lovi simen, kivin the regilus lova me'elav, mistama lo yada, kivin shein nikar b'chutz. That the one that says that it's not a good simen says that since it could happen on its own, so you don't know exactly what happened over here. Avli simani behema shein me'elein, havi simen kivin shein nikar. V'chein davar shein nikar b'chutz, mein regilus lova me'elav, havi simen. Something that's not recognizable from the outside, if it's not normal for it to come on its own, would be a valid simen. Okay, says the Gemara now, some Piskei Halacha in the name of Rava relating to Hashavas Aveda. Amar Avzim Mishmeid Rava, Klala da Aveda. So here are the rules of Aveda. Kivan da Amar Vaila L'Chesron Kis, Miyayishta Mina. You want to know what Yeush looks like? If a guy says Vaila L'Chesron Kis, then you know that he was Miyayish. The Rashi explains that he's talking about something that has a simen. But if something doesn't have a simen, then the Yeush is Chal, even if he doesn't say that, because if he didn't find it, Mimela, the Yeush is going to be Chal, even if he doesn't say Vaila L'Chesron Kis. That too bad that I lost this money. That's what the Ritva writes as well. The Ran points out, that she gets this quote from the Ran, that it's not like a gzela where Yeush is not Kona, because you got the object by Isser, but by Metzia, when you pick it up after Yeush or Bailim, it comes Biyado Leheter, so it's completely yours. So then you're allowed to keep it. V'am Rav Zid Mishmei de Rava, Rav Zid says the name Rava, Hilchsa, another Halacha, Krichus Brishus Amar El Shalom, Brishus Ayachid, if you find Krichus in Brishus Amar, you're allowed to keep it. Brishus Ayachid, you find Krichus in Brishus Ayachid, say, E Derek Nafila Arel Shalom. If it seems that it has fallen and that someone had dropped it, then you're allowed to keep it. But Iderech Hanacha, if it looks like someone had placed it down, no telemachris. Then you have to pick it up and announce it. V'zevzev b'davr she'in bo simen. But that's assuming that it does not have a simen. Avol b'davr she'yesh bo simen. If it does have a simen, lo shenam b'rishus ram, lo shenam b'rishus yachid, bein derech nafilo, bein derech hanacha, chayev lachris. Then it doesn't make a difference whether it's in rishus ram or rishus yachid, whether it's derech nafilo, whether it's derech hanacha. Once it has a simen, one is going to be chayiv to be machriz. Now Rashi explains that this is Rav Lishitasa, that a simen asli lidares is a simen. So it's Rid and the Chidushim Yuchasim L'Ritva say we don't find in the Gemara Namor the paskins halacha k'divrei atzmo, that he paskins halacha like himself. And according to Rashi, that's exactly what he's doing. Rava's saying, oh, by the way, I paskin like Rava. Of course, Rava paskins like Rava. So Zvid says that you have to be goris over here, Amar Rav Zvid, not Mishmei de Rava. Or Amar Rav Zvid, Amar Rav Papa. It doesn't make sense that Rava would say, of course Rava's going to say that he paskins like himself. Okay, Vaitu in the Gemara. Machrozu shel dagin. The Mishnah had spoken about if you find strings of fish, you find fish that is strung along, connected to each other. We pointed out this Tosos of over here on the top of Chav Gimel and Beis really relates to just the Mishnah about these machrozos. Tos points out that it's lav dafka dagim, that basar would be the same, that you'd have the same halachos about strings of fish and strings of meat, that harei elu shalom. So fracted the Gemara, why should you be allowed to keep it? And by the way, Tos discussed, I think we mentioned the other day, that why is this different than the halach of basar shenasali mina'ayin, where basar shenasali mina'ayin, it's considered a valid simin when it's strung along, and yet when it comes to the halacha of Hashavas Aveda, it's not considered a valid simin. So he said, because basar shenasali mina'ayin is really just a chumrah, so it would be much more makel in what's considered a simin. But anyway, frek the Gemara, amai, lave kesher simin, why are you allowed to keep this? Shouldn't the type of knot that they use be considered a simin? It's a standard knot that everyone uses to tie fish with. So frankly, more okay, but v'lavi minyan simin. Let the number of fish be a simin. It's like saying, my guess is that there are a dozen eggs in that box. That's the way people pack it. That's the way it always is. So the minyan is not going to be a simin. Minyan havi simin or lavi simin? Is a number of items generally considered a simin or not considered a simin? Amlur of sheshes tinisua. Matzakli kesef klei nechoshes, gistron shal avar, v'kol klei matchos, hareza lo yaxir ad shiitein os, or ad shiichavin mishkolosav. That if a person loses metal kalim, whatever type, silver, copper, lead, any type of metal kalim, you don't return it to the guy until he gives some sort of sign, or until he knows the weight of the item. So you see, apparently weight is a simin. Umid mishkal avi simin, mido minyanami avi simin. The Gemara makes an assumption. If weight is a simin, then memela, number and measurement, is also a simin. The implication of the Gemara is that mida and minyan are a stronger simin than weight. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to make this assumption. If weight is a simin, then mida and minyan are automatically a simin. It must be that they're stronger than weight. So Tosis points out, mashma de mida adifa, that it sounds from here that mida is better than weight. Fractosos vim tomar va'aminan yinasin la'omer mishkalosav v'lola omer midas archa v'rachbo mashman d'mishkal avi simin tvei. The Gemara is going to say later on that if you find a garment and someone is able to tell you the exact weight of the garment, you give it back to him. That must belong to him, because he knows when he weighs himself every morning how much to subtract to the weight of the clothing or whatever. So you know, you give that back to him. But if he knows the length of the clothing, the measurement of the clothing, then you don't give it back to him. That's not enough. So which one sounds like a better simon? Sounds like weight is a better simon, says Tosfos. So Tosfos, Yeshom Dani Mil Bebege, Dein Derech Lishkol, Hasam Vadim Mishkol Adif. Yeah, because no one weighs their clothing. That's not really a thing. That people weigh their kalim, maybe if they're made out of metal, something weighty. But people don't weigh their clothing. So that's why mishkal is a very strong simon. The measurement of a clothing, that's not as strong of a simon as the weight. So it really depends on the item that we're talking about, which one is going to be a stronger simon. The chaticha shel basar, you have cuts of meat. So says Amay Lavi Mishkal. So we said you're allowed to keep that as well. Amay Lavi Mishkal. Simen. Shouldn't the weight of the meat be a simen? But mishkal de shaven. It's a pound. It's a standard amount that normally gets sold. V'tavi chaticha gufa simen. O de dafka o de atma. Let the type of cut of meat be a simen. Is it from the neck of the animal? Is it from the thigh of the animal? Milo tanya matzah chatichas dagum v'dag nashuch chayv la'achris. Didn't we learn that if you find cuts of fish or bitten fish that you chayv la'achris? You find barrels of wine or oil or grain or dates or olives. So you're allowed to keep them. But the point is, you see that if you find dagim, you're chayiv lahachris. So apparently that is a simen, the fact that you know what kind of cut it is. That's talking about where there's a simanim in the way that it's cut. It's cut in an unusual way. That's a valid simen. But what part of the animal it's cut from is not a valid simen. He used to cut meat in a triangular shape. That's what you see in Rashi. There's a picture of a triangle. He used to cut it in triangular shape in order to make it very unique. And that would be a valid simen if it's cut in such an unusual shape. Dekanami, Dekatani Dumya de Dagnashuch, Shmamina. So you see that it says similar to Dagnashuch, it must be that it's talking about an unusual shape. Tosus raises the question by the Chavio Shal Yayin and Shal Grogros. We said you're allowed to keep it. As Tosim Tomer Midas Hayayin Lave Simin, why isn't the amount of wine that's in the barrel, why isn't that a Simin? So Tosus says you have to say that it's a full barrel, and the barrels came in standard sizes. So the amount of wine is not going to be a Simin at all. It's a barrel full of wine, and they came in standard sizes. Atlasa Karnasa Tos raises the question, Vim Tomer de Rav Aron Perkei Ma'amidin, Chavis Asr B'chosim Echad, Ushmol Nami Lo Palagalei, Ela B'chalav, Avu Basri Yayin Utcheles Moda, that you need more than one simen for meat. So why is the cut of meat being cut in a triangle enough? So Mepharish Rabbeinu Tam doesn't matter, be Yisrael Chashud. Then maybe over there it's worse, because we're talking about Yisrael Chashud is going to be less afraid to lie. He has more confidence that he knows the system and that he'll be able to game the system. So you need it, but by a Nachri, maybe you need less of a simen. Amar Mar, Chavir Shayan Shasham Shal Tzvov Shal Grov Shal Zeis Mare L'Shalo. You're allowed to keep these things. Aiva Tznan Kadayan Kadishem Chayv Lachris. But the Mishnah says you have to announce these things. Amar Zeir Amar Rav Masnisin Barashim. The Mishnah is talking about where they have sealed the barrels and they have a unique seal that you can identify it with. And that's why you have to announce it. Mechal de Braisa B'Pasuach. Makes sound like the Braisa, which says you're allowed to keep it, is talking about where it's an open barrel. Well, Ibi Pasuach Avedi Midasi. If it's an open barrel, obviously the guy was discarding it because an open barrel is going to get ruined. So Amar Rav Hoshea B'Metzif. No, it wasn't an open barrel. It was closed, but it wasn't sealed. Abayar Mafilu Teme Idividi Barashim. We could even be talking about both the Braisa and the Mishnah might even both be talking about where it's sealed in a way that's unique, but Lokasha Kan Kodim Shniftcho Otsros, Kal Nach Shniftcho Otsros. One is before the Otsros of Yayin are opened up, where the people who sell these barrels of wine haven't really gotten to them yet, and therefore it's if you made your seal, it's unique to you. But once it's already niftucho otzros, you sold 1,000 of them all over the place with the same Rishima, so it's not nikur who it actually belongs to. Ki other Rav Yaakov Bar Abba, like the story of Rav Yaakov Bar Abba, ashkecha chavisa dechamra la'achar shniftucho otzros. He found a barrel of wine after the selling season of wine. Also the Kameda Abai, and he came to Abai and he wanted to know, do I have to announce it? Do I get to keep it? Amalei Zil Shkol Nafshach. He said, it's okay, you're allowed to keep it because there's no simon, that's not no longer a simon. Is the place where you found it considered a valid simon or not? Amalei Tanisua. You're allowed to keep all these barrels of food that you find. But if you say that the makom is a simon, then you should have to announce it because of the makom. Amras vidach meiskinon periksa dinara. No, it could be that you found it in a place where everyone has barrels. That it's the port where they import the barrels from. So that's where everyone is going to have barrels there. Amrav Mari, my time. Amrav ban periksa dinara lavi simon. Why is it by the riverbank that that it's not a good simon? Because we'll say, yeah, just like you lost it here, your friend probably also lost the same thing over here. Ikeda Amri, Amrav Mari, my time up. Amr Rabbanan Makom Lo Avi Simin. Why is it that the Rabbanan assume that the Makom is not a valid Simin? Damrinan Lake Yechid Israel Dach High Makom Israel Amilach Chavrach High Makom. That we can make again that same assumption that just like you lost it in this place, so your friend probably lost it in the same place as well. So it's not just the fact that it's there is not a Simin. So who gavred the Gemara tells the story. Who gavred the Ashkach Kufra? There was a person who found tar by the wine press. Also, made the Rav. So he came to Rav. He wanted to know, can I keep this barrel of tar? Amalei zil shkol nafshach. Go keep it, kazuntayit, it's yours. Chazi davakam chases. So he saw that the guy wasn't so happy with the answer because he wasn't sure. Really, I can keep it, but it belongs to someone. Someone must have lost it. Are you sure that I'm allowed to do this? So Amalei, what he told him in order to give him confidence in the psak, he said, zil plog le l'chia bri mine. If you want, you could split it with my son Chia. Meaning, you think that I'm worried that it's stolen, then I would never let my son have it. I would have my own son. Take it. So don't worry, split it with my own son. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and what about me? Why my own son? Why not say that I'll split it with you? Why does he say my own son? So he says, no, because that already doesn't smell so good. Oh yeah, don't worry, you don't have to announce it. We can keep it. Let's just split it together. That doesn't look so good. You shouldn't say something like that. So he says, no, I don't mind my own family being nene from it, but I'm not going to take it for himself. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, avli atzmo lo, laharchik min akiyur, that you have to stay away from things that don't look good, like a chacham shasar siyishal baila, or heidba lo yisa ena. The Gemara says that if a chacham paskin, that a woman is asura labaila, he's then not allowed to go and marry that woman. Or you have a concept in Gemara and Chulin about a behema shahora ba chacham, that a chacham at the paskin about a behema that it's mutter. So you stay away from such a thing. But libno, it's mutter, because that's what the Gemara says in Yevamos of there, v'kulan mutaros libneihem ola acheihem. That if the chacham paskins say he's not allowed to marry the girl, but his son is allowed to marry the girl, his brother's allowed to marry the girl, so lema kasava rav makom lavi simin. Bottom line is, we see that apparently Rav holds the makom was not a simin because it was found by the wine press. That seems like a pretty unique makom to find tar, so maybe that should have been a simin. So you see that Rav holds that makom in general is not a simin. Amar Rabbi Abba Mishum Yehush Bailim Nagba, the Chazi Dekadchi Bechalfi. No, over there it's talking about where there's a case of Yehush Bailim. How do we know it's Yehush Bailim? You see that it's already growing things on it. This has been there for a long, long time. So since it's been there for so long, we have the right to assume that Yehush has already happened. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots at the bottom.